it, loves, welcome. It is Bauer Lee on News Radio 930 WBEN. So anyway, last week, as you know, I was off thanks to Joe Beamer for sitting in. Much appreciated, Joe. And I said this at the beginning of the show, but a little emotional at how fast the year has gone by, because it seems like just last night I was sleeping at the radio station for a weekend spooning with Jimmy Stelliano, which was a little awkward, but you got used to it. It was cold in the building. We had to do what we had to do for warmth. At least I think that's the excuse we used. But anyway, just kidding. Jimmy is not going to sue me. Trust me. We have too much dirt on each other. So anyway, welcome to the program. So yeah, I did a lot of socializing, and for some reason, when I socialize, and folks, these are, I have to tell you, these are not people that you would think would be conspiracy theory people. Now, I don't even know what a conspiracy theory person is anymore, because yesterday's conspiracy theory is today's conspiracy fact. And I point you, Exhibit A, Oliver Stone. It's on Amazon. You can buy it relatively cheaply. Oliver Stone's JFK Through the Looking Glass, 30 years since the filming of JFK. And what we have learned in 30 years is that a lot of what Oliver Stone talked about in JFK and was derided heavily at the time. And by the way, that was a sign to me that Oliver Stone was on to something. And by the way, they never talk about the fact that Oliver Stone is a Vietnam veteran who actually killed Viet Cong with a grenade. He is a war hero, Oliver Stone. They never talk about that. But anyway, in the 30 years since the JFK movie came out, lo and behold, a lot of what was said in that movie has been shown through documents to be absolutely true. So I always wondered, actually, I didn't always wonder. I took note before that movie even came out of the fact that I had never seen a movie in my life savaged so severely by major media as Oliver Stone's JFK. And when I saw major media ganging up on Oliver Stone before the movie even came out, I thought to myself, you know what? This reminds me of CIA Operation Mockingbird. Let's make sure we put assets in major media organizations around the country to tout our line so the truth can never get out about anything. And the director of CIA under Reagan, Casey, actually told Reagan during the first meeting he had with him, "We'll know our disinformation campaign is successful when everything the American people believe is false." That he really said that. And again, I strongly recommend, for those of you who think you've been brainwashed into thinking Oliver Stone is just some conspiracy theory lunatic with nothing to back up what he said, I double dog dare you to watch Through the Looking Glass, JFK Through the Looking Glass. And guess what? The conspiracy theories turned out to be conspiracy facts. I call them as I see them. And I would add that as late as 1989, I believed in what the Warren Commission had to say. And then my eyes got opened like a puppy, and I started reading voraciously, and I realized, oh my goodness, I bought into a lie, a big lie. And our government is no better than the Soviet government was or the Chinese government is. It lies to the people. Sorry, call them like I see them. You might not like it, but I call them like I see them. That was one of the conspiracy facts. I can't call it a conspiracy theory. I've got to call it a conspiracy fact that I always like to bring up in discussion when there is tequila involved and other adult beverages. And then, as I mentioned earlier, somebody said, "Tom, take off your blinders. Don't you get it? Why are you wasting time watching football, watching hockey, watching baseball? It's all fixed. It's all fixed for the benefit of the gambling community. Anytime you have a dollar sign involved, there will be corruption involved." And At first, I thought they were insane. And then I started thinking to myself, wait a minute. I don't think I've ever seen a year in which a certain professional sports league had so many games decided so close to the end by outrageous calls or non-calls. And again, I will point you to a certain game in which a certain team played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the last throw of the game, there were at least two and possibly three pass interference calls that should have been called, which probably would have changed the outcome of the game, okay? And I thought to myself, you know what? This person might be onto something, and I'm to be very frank with you, and I hate to say this, because I'm worried that you're going to think I'm a lunatic or something, you know, but I cannot dismiss that theory. I cannot dismiss it. And then somebody else, don't ask me why people talk about this stuff with me. Somebody else said, you know, Tom, it doesn't matter if Biden's in office, Trump's in office, doesn't matter if the Republicans control the House, the Democrats control the House, or whatever. This world is run by a bunch of non-elected, extremely wealthy people who have been running things on this planet for years behind the scenes. And all these wars that we've experienced, they were all planned out. They were all planned to make money off of. And if you look at the dollar signs, look at who benefits. In fact, there's a line in the 1929 version of All Quiet on the Western Front where one of the characters says, well, it's got to be benefiting somebody. Yeah, manufacturers, they get rich off wars. So this is not exactly some new idea, all right? And then, and I hate to say this because I'm worried that people are going to say, oh, my goodness, you know, Bowerly's gone anti-Semitic. Oh, stop. You cannot, nobody can make that argument, okay? I find it very hard to believe. And again, let's just use the common sense principle here, okay? I find it impossible to believe that with the intelligence assets of the United States government, which is closely allied to Israel, with NSA, CIA, and all these other intelligence agencies you've never heard of, there's like 20 of them at least now, and Israel's Mossad, I find it very hard to believe that over 1,000 Palestinian militants were able to launch a successful assault at the border between Gaza and Israel and not get stopped by, you know, not walk into an ambush. And this was expressed to me at a party by somebody who, I don't know if they're Jewish or not, and it doesn't really matter because the only thing that really matters is the facts. And I was appalled. When I heard this person say it, I was appalled. Because my first reaction was, oh, great, I'm with an anti-Semite. I think I'm going to slowly walk away. And then the person said to me, Tom, you're a smart guy. I got him fooled. Why don't you look it up yourself? And sure enough, a short time before that conversation happened, the New York Times, they want to talk conspiracy theory. Okay, many of you look at the New York Times as a newspaper of record. Israel knew Hamas's attack plan more than a year ago. They had the blueprint. They did nothing with it. I'm sorry. And I know this is going to anger some of you, but truth, the day you cannot speak the truth in this country is a very, very dangerous day. Okay? I find it impossible to believe that American intelligence and Israeli intelligence did not know what was coming. Now, the question is, why did they let it happen and who benefits? Why did they let it happen? New York Times, Israel knew Hamas's attack plan more than a year ago. It makes me scratch my head because it doesn't make sense. You know, you 9/11 truthers, long time, you didn't make sense to me either. I'm starting to wonder about that too. I'm starting to wonder about everything I thought I knew. And it's a hell of a place to be when you're 60 and you're not even senile. I do want to single out a couple of people for excellent work today. Tanner Saunders had some early technical issues, and you can always hear it in my voice, and I don't really try to hide it. But we got through them, and everything is okay. But Tanner was terrific, and he put me in a great mood with his musical bump. So thank you, Tanner. And Tim Wenger, doing a terrific job at the anchor desk. He likes to keep his finger in the pie, and I like it when he has his finger in the pie. Unless it's the slice I happen to be eating. But anyway, getting back to it, we all socialize during the holidays, do we not? And in socializing, people will often have adult beverages. And I'm really curious where you are on some of these conspiracy theories. And there are so many that I have not even brought up yet. I haven't brought up UFOs and Roswell, New Mexico. There's a show on Amazon, and I'm trying to think of the title of it. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. But it's a very well-done show about people who have had experiences, and these are not people that are stupid people. They are not people who are crazy people. I mean, unless you call working at Office of Naval Intelligence crazy, which I kind of wonder about, but that's another story for another day. But he had the experience with those Tic Tac UFOs off the California coast. I mean, when you see official government videos of something that is clearly not man-made, that clearly should not be flying, it just has no obvious way of attaining altitude or making fast movements. Look, I feel out of the loop because I've never seen a UFO. I've never seen an alien. I mean, it might be worth it just for the anal probe, but I just want to see if you're paying attention. Do I believe in that there is life elsewhere? Yeah, of course I believe there's life elsewhere, because otherwise it'd be an awful waste of space, as the Jodie Foster movie pointed out, Contact, many years ago. But enough people who are credible witnesses have stepped forward, like the Phoenix Lights story. That is the most widely seen unidentified aerial phenomenon in the history probably of the world. And the military tried to dismiss it by saying, oh, it was helicopters. Oh, it was flares. They weren't flares. They weren't helicopters. What, we have silent helicopters now? I mean, I know a little bit about the technology that helped us get Bin Laden, but I'm pretty sure that the helicopters were not carrying sheets between them to block out the stars above. That makes absolutely no sense. But there are people who believe that there is a conspiracy to keep the truth about aliens from you. I've never seen a UFO. I'd love to see a UFO. I never have. Doubt I ever will. What else? I'm thinking about conspiracy theories that came up over the holidays at various functions I attended. And again, I've gotten into this before, but the one theory, the one out there thing that I will never believe, and I started off this topic by talking about it, is Bigfoot. Because somebody would have bagged one by now as a hunter. Somebody would have hit one with a VW. It's always a VW. I like VW, by the way. There would be tangible evidence past a blurry movie of a guy in a suit. And I don't buy Bigfoot. And one of the reasons I don't buy it is, who benefits by keeping Bigfoot a secret? I mean, we find extinct species like every week. I get something in my newsfeed. Fish thought to be extinct found living at the bottom of Lake Michigan. They don't hide that. Why would they hide Bigfoot? There's no money in that. Are you subjected to conspiracy theories in your life? Does any of this stuff make sense to you? Does any of this stuff resonate with you? I'm curious where you are on it, because I'm not going to lie. In the past few weeks, well, we go back to last week when I was off. I got to tell you, a lot of my world has been turned upside down because people I respect, whose intelligence and analytical abilities I respect, have told me, Tom, a lot of what you think you know, you don't know. It's BS. if you bought into the Warren Commission for half of your adult life and you realize that Oswald wasn't who they said, you think you're being told the truth about other stuff. And I got to tell you, it's a hell of a place to be heading toward the end of my earthly existence and really wondering if everything I've believed for most of my life was just a bunch of crap. Anybody else out there in the same boat? Not the Titanic, hopefully. 803-0930. I want your calls on this, guys. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. My loves, it is your buddy Bowerly. I want your calls to finish up this show. Make my life easy, but I've been talking for a long time, and I've brought up a lot of different subjects, and it's your turn now, okay? So people who say, well, you keep talking. Yeah. Because I want calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
Close your eyes, close the door. You don't have to worry anymore.
This is Bob Dylan, for those who don't know.
I'll be your baby tonight.
All right. Thank you, Tanner Saunders. I don't know. You pulled that one out of your nether regions. Polite way of saying you pulled it out. Never mind. 803-0930. So I found myself in my time off and holiday parties and stuff in conversation with people about conspiracy theories. And basically... found myself wondering how much of what I think I know is absolute baloney. And I guess the one that got me going the most was talking to this person about the Hamas terror attack on Israel. And what he said was, Tom, do you think it's really possible that Israel had no clue with all of its CIs, all of its confidential informants, all of its advanced eavesdropping, computer surveillance, on-the-ground surveillance, our NSA, CIA, DIA, the list goes on, and they're accountable to nobody. Do you really think, Tom, that they didn't know it was coming? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, great. Everybody I end up talking to, I'm talking to an anti-Semite. Okay. So then I get home. And I see an article in the New York Times. Israel knew Hamas's attack plan more than a year ago. And then the article goes on to say they basically overlooked it, didn't take it seriously. That's baloney. Because if they had the blueprint for the plan, don't you think they would have sent more operatives on the ground to monitor what was going on? So then I started asking myself, who benefits from the ongoing war in Gaza? Why was this attack allowed to happen? And who's benefiting from the continuing strife in Gaza? Who benefits? And I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that if Israel knew a year ago that something major was coming against them, is it really plausible that they put it on the back burner? Yeah, well, you know, we'll deal with this later. I call BS on this. I think they wanted it to happen. Otherwise, they would have done something about it. Same thing for our government. I mean, with the intelligence apparatus we have, come on. It doesn't add up. It does not pass the smell test. And I hate to say that. I don't like saying it. I take no pleasure in saying that. But if they knew about the Hamas attack plan a year ago, then why did it happen? Why did it happen? Why wouldn't they have a whole, like we did at Midway, supposedly, why didn't we set up an ambush for them? Why didn't Israel set up an ambush? The minute they crossed the border, they run into an artillery barrage worthy of the Red Army counteroffensive at Stalingrad. Makes no sense. Let's get back to the calls. And Linda is on WBEN. Hello, Linda. Talking conspiracy theories that you might have talked about with friends, family, and strangers over the holidays.
Well, it wasn't over the holidays, but do you want the short version or the long version? You were talking about Sasquatch and Bigfoot, right?
Yeah.
I never really believed in it too much. I didn't weigh too much on it. But not until... it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. I was talking to someone on the phone and I caught a vision out of the side of my peripheral. And I stopped talking and the person says, well, what's wrong? And I said, if I didn't know better, I swear I just saw a Sasquatch running across the backyard. And I just wrote it off. No big deal. I was seeing things, whatever. 9 o'clock in the morning, sunny day. So later on that summer, trying to groom the property, and they had this little sapling about 3 inches in circumference, a hardwood, mind you. It was, it is a honey locust. And I went out there, mowed the lawn, whatever. And I look at it in the base of the tree, like about 3 inches up, is all twisted, and it looked like toothpicks holding it together, and it fell down. So I picked it back up, and whatever, you know, it kind of stood there a little bit. And then later on the next summer, we were watching our neighbor's house, and I was out back doing something, but I could see into their trees, and I saw this tree shake like you would not believe, just shake. Like just one single tree, and then it slowly dropped to the ground. Well, I took my eyes off of it for 2 seconds to walk around the back patio and go straight over there to see. I figured the neighbor was messing around over there. There's nobody there. Same thing to the base of the tree that I witnessed the year before. And then when they came home, I told him about it. He goes, yeah, I was wondering about that. He goes, the tree is still got leaves on it and everything. It didn't die. It was still attached. He goes, and he makes a comment. He says, must have been Sasquatch. And I just looked at him. So then later on in the fall.
Time out. Don't give us the street, but roughly where do you live?
Niagara County, South Lockport.
Okay, isn't it possible that you could have been dealing with an eastern black bear? Isn't it possible that the damage...
Oh, I watched it. There was nothing there. It was on the edge of the tree line. I would have seen some type of shadow or apparition of it or something. It was broad daylight.
Maybe you've got them doing stealth personnel research on your property, too. If you didn't see it. I'm sorry?
I said, maybe I was drinking too much.
Well,
no, okay, I wasn't.
But I don't mean to impugn your veracity. So to believe that that was Bigfoot, I have to believe that Bigfoot has developed the capability of our stealth personnel capability, which is a fancy way of saying invisibility suits, which we have.
Yes, and I didn't know that until after this started happening to me. That was what the weird part was.
That makes two of us.
Yes. So listen to this. Okay,
and you can see pictures, by the way, you can see pictures in the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, and that suit goes back to 2008. Thank you. I broke the technology. Thank you very much. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't do Facebook, though. I'm sorry. But that's okay. So
I don't
listen
either.
To this.
I haven't posted on Facebook in like a year. I don't know.
Oh, well. So later on that fall... That same summer, I watched the neighbor's tree crumble, and that was a maple, and that had to have been about 4 inches in circumference, right? So I go to let our dog out, bedtime potty. I opened the door about a foot, and there was this awful smell. I shut the door real quick. My husband was sitting there finishing up his dinner, and I closed the door real quick. I said, Oh my goodness. I said, it smells like a dead body out there. I said, I am not going out there. I'm afraid of the dark. There is no secret about that. I said, I'm not going out there until you're done. You're coming out with us. So he didn't. I kind of just like wrote it off, forgot about it. That next day, we had a pizza party planned with our neighbor. That same night, he said to us, well, that night that it happened, he had an experience right next door. He happened to bring it up. He goes, hey, did you guys happen to hear anything weird last night about 3 o'clock in the morning? And we just looked at each other. We forgot about the dead body smell. And he says, something sounded like it was trying to open the gate, but it had a rock underneath it. And he even said he smelled something really bad. And then I remembered, and I looked at my husband. And I go, "Hey," I go, "the dead body smell. You remember?" And then I thought, both of my neighbors, the husband and wife, they just looked at each other, and they looked like they'd seen a ghost.
Okay, look, anything is possible. Okay, I have bottle fed black bears, and I will tell you that black bears stink. They have a horrible aroma to them. Now,
some in Niagara County.
I'm sorry?
There are black bears in Niagara County.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're very good at hiding. But, I mean, see, to me, listening to what you're saying, the most logical explanation would be you had a bear that decided to hang out in your neighborhood for an extended period of time, which is unusual because generally they take railroad track areas, and that's how they get from point A to point B.
Do they twist trees like that, though, for fun?
Well, they're... You talk about black bears, they weigh hundreds of pounds. So, I mean, if it tried climbing up a tree, I suppose it's entirely feasible that a tree, first of all, you would see a tree shake if a bear tried climbing up it. And that's what bears like to do. They like to climb up trees. What I'm intrigued by, though, is you're asking, for this to have been a Sasquatch, you're asking... Uh-huh. You're asking me to believe that not only did it leave a trail of twisted trees or two twisted trees and a fetid smell, but it also has the ability to have stealth personnel gear on it or naturally be able to become invisible. Now, when I tell you that, does that do anything for you?
Well, except for the shape of what I thought I saw out of my peripheral, because
it wasn't a
like
direct contact, though. It was out of your your peripheral
probably 50 feet away from me. It wasn't. I mean, it caught my attention out of the corner of my eye.
But it was peripheral. You didn't get like a good eyeball.
Right, exactly. But in the landscape of where it was, by the time I turned my head to look, it disappeared.
One other possibility. Do you have a beaver?
Do I have what?
Do you have beavers in your... Like, are you by water?
No.
I'm talking about the animal.
Not that I'm aware of. Woodchucks. I've not really seen a beaver in real life.
Okay. But you've seen a Sasquatch in real life. So what, in all honesty... What throws me about this, okay... Now, I can accept that you saw something that you believe to have been a Bigfoot out of the periphery of your vision in the backyard. I can accept that there was a foul smell in the backyard.
It's 6.9 acres.
It was
open. It's 6.9 acres, and it's open. It's open there. You didn't, just hide behind a bush. There was no bushes there. But go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. But the thing that gets me about your story is you're asking me to accept that this thing was invisible. Now, I know invisibility exists, and people can look it up online. It's called stealth personnel gear, and they test it all over the place. My place is especially a hospitable area for them. There is a stealth personnel gear, and I'm wondering if maybe that could be the explanation as opposed to Bigfoot.
I wouldn't doubt it. I did not see anything with that first tree. I saw it within days, and then I walked back there again, and then next thing you know, it's down. There wasn't any wind. It looked like toothpicks. It was so weird. And then when I saw the second tree shake and actually fall down, it was identical. But now I'm going to tell you one more thing why I'm kind of starting to believe this. This is where I grew up when I was, growing up as a child. And since my parents passed, my husband and I are taking over the property and that. And when a coworker said to him, he was telling him about it, where we're going to start living now. And he says, "Oh, I know right where that is." He says, "You are right in the same area that's well known for Sasquatch sightings." And when my husband come home and told me that, I just looked at him like, you're nuts. And this guy is of indigenous of, like, Puerto Rican Spanish. And he grew up, like, I don't know, like, couple few blocks, country blocks away. He was familiar with the area. And that threw me. I'm sorry. It threw me. For him to just come out of the blue and say that.
Look, I you know what? At this point, I don't know what's true and what isn't anymore after some of the conversations I've had in the past few days. For me to buy into Sasquatch, I need evidence. I mean, show me Sasquatch poop.
There was no hair, no poop, no. I didn't see anything like that.
I would like to see physical evidence. You don't sound like a crazy person to me. Not that I'm a psychiatrist, but you don't sound like you're
depends on who you talk to.
Crazy. Say what?
He said it depends on who you talk to.
No, you don't. You don't. No, I've talked to enough people in the air over the years that are clearly of questionable mental veracity. But you don't sound like one of them. Thank you for the call.
I wish
I'd had time to take more calls. I should spend more time on this tomorrow. Because remember at the beginning of the show, I said, yeah, it's kind of a slow week. I might do this tomorrow. So if you kind of got interested in the show today toward the end of the show, I mean, after we spent a half hour talking about farts, maybe we should. I'll have to consult a higher authority. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I do so hate walking away from calls that want to be on the air, though, but I'm a prisoner of the clock. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks again to Tanner Saunders for magnificent work today above and beyond the call of duty. I said duty.